We're talking today with Mark Hodges with Plains Grains. Mark, as we go into this winter season, we're now just really starting to get good and cold almost on a daily basis. That means the wheat plant's starting to go into that winter dormancy time period now. What kind of shape, from what you've been able to see across the southern Great Plains, are we in with this 12 crop?
Well, as compared to where we thought we might be, even as late as mid-September or late September, we are really in good shape in most areas. Now, I say that because what we would like to have at this time of year when we're going into quote-unquote winter dormancy, we would want a plant that obviously has emerged, has a good stand, has good secondary root development off that crown, good and anchored, and has some tillers developed. And in most of the state, that is true. However, you get into the far western side, up in the northwestern part, and back in the Oklahoma Panhandle, we don't have quite that kind of development we'd like to have. And, of course, we're early. We've still got some time, and with current La Nina, quote-unquote La Nina conditions, which would predict warmer than normal and maybe less moisture, but warmer than normal winter, we still have some time to put those tillers on. And I guess when it would really become a concern is if we would get down into the single digits with no snow cover, those plants that aren't developed, as I mentioned earlier, with good root system under them, we could be subject to some winter kill. So those areas we are concerned about, and it's already been fairly cold, Cimarron County, Texas County area. So we do have some reason for concern in those areas.
I mean, they had, 10, 12-degree temperatures. So is that cold enough this early to be have some concern?
Well, without snow cover and without a really good root system development, yeah, that is cold enough. Normally we'd think about maybe single digits, but of course, when you get down 10, 12 degrees, you get in some low-lying areas, and it could be colder than that. And yeah, we'd still have some concerns about that.
Now, I know the thing that we have heard from a lot of people is that, they've been surprised about how quickly the plant has developed. We're really working off topsoil moisture mostly, right?
We are. And, of course, a lot of those areas that early on did get 2 inches, even down an inch and a half, or maybe up 2.5 inches, I think a lot of producers were amazed at how quickly that disappeared, in the sense that because we didn't have any soil moisture from the surface down in the subsurface, in a lot of cases, even below 6 foot, we didn't have any. That capillary action of when it did rain and continue to pull that moisture down, I think they were surprised how quickly it did dry out. However, the subsequent rains we've gotten since then have provided us, again, that opportunity to get those plants develop good root system under it. So we really are, relatively speaking, in pretty good shape right now. But because we don't have that subsoil moisture, we're going to have to continue to get timely precipitation once we come out of dormancy to go ahead and allow us to have anywhere close to an average crop.
I would think we're actually maybe a little bit better off this year coming into the winter season compared to a year ago, right?
Actually, we are, which is, again, almost amazing because, midsummer we were starting to be told that we went from a neutral position back into this La Nina position, and we were expecting to have, again, warmer than normal, dry normal, and those really dry conditions or drought conditions we had over the summer. We were expecting that to continue into the fall. And so I think the type of moisture we've had October, November is extremely unusual for us this time of year, even normal conditions, much less when we're in a La Nina pattern. So I'm not sure we understand everything that's going on, but we certainly aren't going to complain right now.
Putting your Oklahoma genetics hat on for a moment, the genetics that we now have available, including the ones that you obviously represent from Oklahoma State University, they can handle some of these dry conditions. Now, Duster obviously is a good example of that, but they are a little more equipped to deal with some of these conditions and maybe things we had 10, 12 years ago.
They certainly are, and of course, you mentioned Duster. Duster really blew everything out of the water from Kansas through Oklahoma into Texas this year under those extremely dry conditions. And to be honest with you, I think even the wheat breeder Brett Carver was a little bit surprised that it did as well as it did under drought conditions. And again, we're very pleased that happened. But Duster performed extremely well.
When we think about, this winter season. What do the guys need to be paying the most attention to right now?
Well, again, kind of those things that they can control, the basics. Of course, if they didn't have adequate fertilization down, they certainly right now need to be thinking about when they're going to top dress, how much they're going to top dress, be keeping an eye on potential not only insect infestations, but those insects that may be carrying vector diseases, the weeds or weed issue that could be out there and emerging. And of course, again, going back to this La Nina pattern that we're in, if it is warmer than normal, obviously that provides an opportunity for more weed issues to emerge. Again, but back to the basics. If they'll take care of the basics, the rest and the things they can do something about, the rest will take care of itself.
And of course, the amount of moisture that we need right during the winter season is diminished quite a bit, but obviously as we break dormancy, February, mid-February, in that time frame, that's when we really are going to be looking at where we stand, right?
That's right. Of course, if you looked at the water use curve on wheat, it's extremely low and extremely flat this time of year, and it'll continue that way until, like you mentioned, into late February, into March. Then that curve starts to steepen on an upward slope, and by the time we get into flowering, it's at a peak for water use, and that's really when we need the timely moisture, is really from the March area up until we get physiological maturity on the plant, which is late April into May in cases in southern Oklahoma, and then maybe just a shade couple of weeks later in northern part of the state. But right now, water use is extremely low. We do, in most areas, have enough surface moisture. What we need to watch for now is when we break dormancy and getting timely moisture after that point.
Mark, one last question that has to do maybe backing up and looking at the 2011 crop. You, of course, do things on a grain shed by grain shed basis as far as looking at quality factors, a whole host of factors. Overall, for the entire belt, how would you grade the 2011 crop?
Wow. From a quality standpoint, we were extremely concerned because of the dry conditions, what that was going to do to the kernel characteristics. We were pretty confident we were going to get protein, but we did not anticipate the kind of test weights we had. We've had some phenomenal test weights, well over 60 pounds. We had many grain sheds that averaged 61, 62 pounds test weight, which under drought stress conditions we would not have expected. We also ended up with some very, very good protein. And, of course, the biggest problem was we didn't have the volume. We would have loved to have the volume, but at least what wheat we did have had very, very good quality. And, of course, that's coming on the back of 2 years, consecutive years, when we had not really low protein, but sub 12% protein in the 11s. And the market didn't want 11s anymore. They wanted 12 or above, and this year we were able to give it to them. There were some opportunities there to make a really high-quality product from a blending standpoint. If there was a downside, it could have been berry size. A lot of millers would have liked to seen larger berries, but I'm telling you, from a quality standpoint, we couldn't have asked for much better a crop than this one.